Chapter 16, A Coastal Cliffhanger to Milan. Another male model who was working with the same agency, and very handsome, by the way, very French, totally cool, asked Ann and me if we wanted to drive to Milan with him and see if we could maybe get an agent and work as models there. This guy was top model material, and if you're top model material, then Nice sure as hell ain't the place to make your mark as a model, but Milan sure as hell is. This guy wanted to work in no less than the fashion capital of the world, and as far as I was concerned, he could. He had a great look, a confidence about him, and he had a car. I was actually a little jealous of him in that the guy, a hell of a lot better looking and cooler than me, would be in the same car as my sexy girlfriend. I mean, he was the real deal. Me? I had to wear cowboy boots to make up for my lack of height, for Christ's sakes. So anyway, we say yes, and off we went to Milan. Again, spur of the moment and just go. Don't think about it. That go with the flow attitude was key in this journey of mine. Anyway, we left on a beautiful morning, and let me tell you, that drive was balls out, and I'm not exaggerating. Holy shit. I mean, talk about fearless. He drove like a madman along that winding coastal road that runs along the Mediterranean Sea, and he took those curves just as fast as you could take them without plunging a few hundred feet into the Mediterranean Sea itself. This guy was a fearless piece of work. I'm sure it made him even more sexy to any female watching him. I mean, hell, even I almost fell in love with him. No Hollywood movie star could hold a candle to this guy. He wasn't just in a movie, he was the movie. He was the real deal. James Bond had nothing on this guy. Anyway, we make it to Milan, and the next order of business was for the three of us to each get a model agency to represent us. The handsome guy and I were both able to get an agent, but Anne Francoise wasn't able to, mainly because she was too short. She could work in Nice where it wasn't competitive that way, but Milan is the big leagues, and too short is a no-no. And it just wasn't to be, so she and I decided to just continue on to Paris where she might have a better chance. And so we got on a train, and away we went. Ciao, Milano. Bonjour, Paris. Here's the route Nice to Milan. I miss you, France. End of chapter.